Welcome to Family Life Today. My name is Praise Fuwe. We continue our series on African husband. This is part three in understanding the men in our lives. One of the first things every man must master, which is hardly thought, is that man is not often male, because man is humanity or mankind expressed in masculine and feminine gender. The very essence that makes us male is the humanity or the mankind in us, and once that is missing, violated, or destroyed, a boy becomes set up for a dysfunctional future. The humanity in us is what makes us show empathy, affection, and heart like a proper human being. Unfortunately, too many men did not learn that vital ingredient because our world has redefined the manhood through the role models in their lives. So often, instead of exhibiting the tendencies of God and manifest His goodness, the superheroes we were introduced were folks who made things happen and never betrayed emotions. If you're a man listening to this, I want you to know that it is okay to cry, grieve, and express emotion. It is okay to be tempted and make mistakes. And being a man is not covering the mistakes, but owning up and taking responsibilities for it. You don't have to be perfect, so quit running the script written by folks who couldn't meet their own standards, yet scripting you to act out what is not you. I will start taking a look at common mistakes African husbands make and how to correct them. Oftentimes, mistakes are made not because people intentionally make them, but because they've been socialized to. Loads of men have moved from lovers to military rulers, and their women have kept and learned to keep mute just to make the marriage work, while there's a lot of anger within. Let's start looking at some of the mistakes we make, even as African husbands. Number one, mistaking a man for a husband and a woman for a wife. Unfortunately, not so many people have been able to spot the difference, simply because we're not taught. Hence, an average man feels he's superior to a woman simply because of his gender, and when he steps into marriage, he automatically feels superior to his wife. If I ask you to spot the difference between a man and a husband as well as a woman and a wife, what will your response be? Not being able to separate the two often leads to major errors. Unknown to many, the concept of man originally simply means humanity or mankind, which simply means that being male is simply humanity expressed in masculine gender, while being female is humanity expressed in feminine gender, and both must be free to dream, discover a passion, develop themselves to the highest level, and earn what is commensurate with the value they have. If you can't stand the greatness of a female because you're male, how do you deal when you marry a wife who earns way more than you? For us not to mistake a man for a husband and a woman for a wife, we must need to get back to basic definition of terms, lest we seek illegal submission where there is not. The word man is word humanity or mankind, which is actually the breath of God released into the two genders, male and female. Hence, male is the visible image or the character of the invincible God expressed in the masculine body for the purpose of heart management, rulership, and dominion. Female, on the other hand, is a visible image and character of the invisible God expressed in the feminine body for the heart and for the purpose of heart's management, rulership, and dominion. Husband, on the other hand, is a gardener equipped with the power to transform a bush into a garden, or a garden into an oasis, by deploying his grooming and management ability to nurture every raw material into finished product in service to God and humanity. That is why you're called a bridegroom, which means the groomer of a bride. Wife, on the other hand, is a tender, not a commanding spirit of truth, whose counsel is indispensable and serves as both a warning bell and a travel compass in difficult situations. It means a kind of help that only God could have provided. That's why the word wife is the word Ezer in Hebrew, which means a kind of help only God could have supplied. And it means the word Parakletos in Greek, which means the help mate or the helper or the compass. Till I come your way again, keep loving, keep living, and know that you can be better as a man. My name is Praise for Away. I can be reached on praiseforaway@gmail.com or pf@iampraiseforaway.com. Bye-bye.